Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Live for First Class Sounds, it's DJ Scream. Big Bang is here, Baby Jade is here. It is time for Big Facts Fridays. We are in this bitch. Shouts to OG Shante. Shouts to Cashizzy up in this motherfucker. What's happening, peoples? Everybody good?
What's up?
Everybody good?
Yep.
That dry ass, what's up?
Bro.
They get you some energy.
What's up? Slept in 2 days.
Man, we ain't got time to be sleeping. What's up, Bank?
Shit, you already know what it is.
You know what the fuck going on.
How we doing? How we living, shit?
So this is what we're going to chat about today, man. So say you're on the come up, and basically it could be a bigger rapper or somebody bigger in that particular space, and they not fucking with you. They not showing you no love. And then eventually you surpass them, and they reaching out to you to try to fuck with you, maybe do business, maybe do music, maybe do shows. How do you handle that? Do you return that same energy? Or if they got the money or they got whatever the case is, do you like...
It really depends on the situation.
It depends on the situation? What you mean?
Like...
I'm talking about this is a person that cold shoulders you. Like, you tried to fuck with them and they gave you that cold shoulder.
They fucked you over?
Cold shoulder. Like, you can't pay me for a feature. One of them type of motherfuckers.
That's not no fuck over though. It might have timed it probably. You probably wasn't ready.
I feel you. It's a cold shoulder though. Think about this.
But it's always a way to do stuff, and it's always a way to do things with tact. To say like you can't even pay me for a feature is basically you telling me fuck you.
You think you can go pay Drake for a feature?
No, but he's gonna let me down easy. He's not gonna be like
he's just gonna tell you can't pay for a feature. That's what he said.
Yeah.
No, he's not gonna say it like that. He's gonna grease it a little bit.
Even finna talk to him to ask him for a feature.
So what the fuck are we talking about?
Like, that's what I'm saying.
I'm saying, like, okay, let's
wait. If you it depends now if I'm buzzing like a guy.
You doing your thing. You ain't it, but you doing your thing. You like maybe we're
you saying like how Baby was a year ago and if he try to
a few years ago type. Yeah, exactly.
And if he try to ask somebody like Future.
At that time.
Like before he took all the way out, like before my turn.
Yeah, Future is it. Boom. And Baby is,
he making noise.
Right.
And you just be like, fuck him.
Right. Cold shoulder. I ain't fucking with him. Which we see a lot in Atlanta. That's why this is a good conversation.
You try to come back and ask me.
Hey, now the person has become it.
But then again, like I said, it depends on how cold the shoulder is because a lot of these niggas, when you say cold shoulder, it's not that they're trying to be rude or trying to be disrespectful or trying to be on no like fuck nigga shit. They just got too much going on to be thinking about quote unquote wasting time on somebody that's not going to be able to help them elevate to where they are.
Y'all not, okay, yeah, we speaking sense. How you think a knucklehead nigga in the hood running around in the streets doing his thing, got a little bit of buzz, maybe at a Lakura, gonna take it if they go to an A-list rapper with some money trying to get a feature and pay them for the feature and they say no, they gonna be offended. That's just it. They gonna be offended.
Yeah.
Bro, I got Crucial and Lakura fucked up. I'm doing my thing. Fuck with me. I got this 20. You know what I'm saying?
But see, when you get to a... and I know, again, we're speaking with sense, and a lot of people don't have that. But when you get to like a certain point, like these niggas don't care about money. I'm not gonna say the rapper or whatever, but a rapper buddy of mine, I had a show for him, $400,000. He was like, nah, I'm cool, I don't wanna do it.
I get it.
What?
But the person with the 400 bands is going to be offended that you won't take this 400 bands and do this show. Well, my money ain't as good as whoop-de-whoop money. But that's all can't. I'm saying.
Nah, but see, you got to I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Nah, but you got to understand, like I had to understand too, is like these people have worked very hard to get to the point where they're able to turn down that type of shit. So it's like for you to be offended is kind of like a disrespect to their craft. You see what I'm saying?
That's a way to approach
because they put in work to get to the point to be able to say like, no, I don't want to do this, or they don't. And you got, it goes back to like what we always talk about nobody owes you shit from the beginning anyway.
So I agree with you. I'm just saying they're going to be offended, but I agree with you. Now, the other part of it is you become it. So you're it. Mm-hmm. Now you're it. Bro, wouldn't take your 20,000. Bro, reaching out. Yeah, I always want to fuck with you, bro. I see you doing your thing, man.
See, not that. Not that.
That's what I'm talking about.
I always wanted to fuck with you.
Is he cold now?
He's cold. He might not be just dead in the water, but he's definitely going this way. He ain't just dead in the water.
I could do business with the nigga on my terms. Now you got to pay me extra. You got to give me a jet to get there. You got to pay for my clothes for the video. You got to do everything.
It's in the same city. You still need a jet.
Yeah, I still need a jet because I'm going to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to be on my terms. You going to know.
I'll fly coach out of town for you to get a jet to bring me back.
I'm fly coach all the way to goddamn Denver for you to give me a jet to hit back. Nah, bitch,
come get me from Durban, Africa.
Nah, that's some real shit. And we won't, like, you know, that just happened a lot in our culture in Atlanta.
I say don't let that shit get in the way of the business, though, because if it makes sense for me to do business with the nigga after he done been a bitch,
even outside the business, though, what if it's something the fans want?
Fuck the fans. I'm saying, if it do business.
Fuck the fans?
I'm saying, fuck him when it come down to the fans. Fuck the fans when it come down to him.
The fans always wanted to see Bank do a song with whoop-de-whoop. You ain't going to do it for the fans?
No.
Shit, all right.
What the fan?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Because
he already cold shouldered me.
No, not him. I get what you're saying. But see, the fans don't know that.
Hey, well... They don't. I tell them.
You gonna tell them?
Yeah, we gotta go on a live rant.
This is the reason why I ain't did a song with Brooke. That's real though.
Fucking.
I've been reached out to him.
What if he declined the song because the song wasn't good?
That's what I was saying too, though. He's like, you can't.
That could happen with two established people though. That happened all the time with two established people or whatever. Like if the song ain't good.
Nah, Scream was saying niggas just cold showed you basically like, bro, I don't even want to hear what you're talking about, man. I don't want to hear the song. I don't want to hear nothing. I don't know nothing about no you.
I don't know nothing about your you. I feel like you never let nothing get in the way of the business, but it take a lot of humility to, because we all probably have been there in some type of situation. Up there, as Aristotle would say, and then you're looking down a little bit like, do you lift them up? Do you let them fall? Like, what do you do?
It all depends.
My heart's too good. I done did it a lot of times.
Yeah, and you can't. It depends on the situation. It depends on the mood you in. It depends. You never know.
Yeah.
You never know how you feeling that day. Like, okay, nigga, you on my dick now. You just still. Come on, though, nigga. I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, a lot of shit just plays a part.
And you'll probably be blessed for that.
It just all depends on how you feeling that day, if you have me.
Yeah.
Me, personally.
Yeah. I'm just saying because I think that causes a lot of, amongst just rappers, let's not just say Atlanta, I think that causes a lot of, like, weird energy and tension amongst rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like, they got that, you weren't fucking with me when I was coming up, now that nigga type of energy with them niggas. And it happens. It's a cycle.
But see, that shit turns you into like, an angry bird, and it fucks up your whole energy, and then... It destroys your relationship with other people because they look at you like the mad rapper.
The mad rapper. Okay. Or are you just handling business? Are you the mad rapper or are you just handling your business?
Not if you're fucking in your feelings and complaining about everything. Just because somebody did you wrong. Now you mad at the world.
I think every artist though, right? I think every artist is in their feelings about something. I ain't even talking about just rappers. I'm talking about just artists.
Men,
artists.
Period.
You said no, men, period. Why you gotta go on the men? What'd you say?
I
I'm just saying, I'm not really saying like, you know, come on, man, Screen, don't do that. Like,
no, women be in their feelings now. Y'all created feelings.
We're supposed to be.
True. I ain't gonna debate with that. Y'all supposed to be in y'all feelings. But artists, a lot of artists be in their feelings about stuff.
They sensitive about their shit. It's that simple.
That's what.
Yeah, nah, they thinking every little thing could be a part of their success.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This shit could hold me back, what you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. So you got your passion. You passionate about this shit. So it's like, this nigga stopping my flow.
Yeah. Or trying to hold me back.
That's how niggas look at that shit.
Hold nuts. Yeah.
Or they'll look at it as, because you don't want to do the feature, you just jealous of them, or you ain't, you slick hating on them.
You know what, though? Sometimes that sometimes that not do the feature shit is because, I'm not saying in every situation, them niggas know. Like, them niggas know that that's that next nigga. Now, I think that's some bullshit if you know that this is the next nigga and you know where he going and you hold your nuts on him. I think that's some bullshit, me personally.
Some people do it because they don't want other people to go above them. And then you may take their spot, and then it's like you stopping money from going in their family mouth.
That's a way to look at it.
I'm just saying. That's how a lot of people look at it. They look out for self.
Selfishness. So, in somewhat of a summary, can you, and it ain't even got to just be rap shit. It can even be in life, because you can apply this shit to life, too. Can you, if you were going this way, up, and somebody didn't show you the proper respect, let's just say respect, we ain't got to say love, but proper respect, or try to help you out when they could have lended a helping hand, and now you get on a higher trajectory, can you fuck with them?
It just all depends.
It depends.
Okay.
It depends on the business. If the business makes sense,
what if it ain't even business, though? What if it's just life?
It depends on the person. Like, you can't just say, because
so somebody, let's say somebody.
No, I couldn't. It depends.
Shante, say that again. OG Shante says,
no, I couldn't, period.
Oh, wow.
It's my tolerance for people. Like, if you ain't fuck with me then, why fuck with me now?
But what if you thought they wasn't fucking with you?
But I had to learn.
At the time. Like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't the right time for them. It was the right time for you, but it wasn't the right time for them.
I had to.
So you picking what's good for me? No. If it wasn't good for you then, it's not going to be good for you now. You can't say what's good.
I feel that.
Like, that's no.
Yeah,
I used to be like that, but I had to. That's I just kind of had to.
You said what?
I feel like that's some bullshit. But
I don't. But I had to learn in order to be able to make it in the industry that I'm in and in the field that I'm in. I have to. I don't want to say make exceptions to a certain extent, but I can't. I can't just be like how I want to be and be like, you fuck got one time with me and fuck you forever. Right. Like, you see what I'm saying?
So is that considered, I'm just trying to, and this for everybody, like, so is that considered, if you can't fuck with them once you up there, is that considered, what's the word? Is it petty?
No.
Is it protective? What's the word?
No.
It's not hate.
It's warranted.
It's warranted. All right.
That's petty.
You think it's petty?
No, I don't think it's petty.
I think it's situation. Some of it can be
see
petty.
The difference for me, like what Jade is saying, is like if you meet someone and y'all rub each other wrong, and it may just be the timing.
Yeah.
But if somebody curve you, it's fuck you if you curve me.
Curve is the perfect word that I've been looking for this whole episode. What if somebody curve you on the way up?
Yeah, curving is disrespectful.
Curve is different.
Curving is disrespectful.
Curve is different.
Because you're intentionally playing me off to the left, knowing that you have no intention of even fucking trying to either
do or
not do what the fuck I'm asking you to do.
People don't.
So
like
that the curve shit is like the shit that gets people like slapped out, like for real.
Jay, you don't curve somebody before.
Not intentionally.
No, ain't no fuck that.
Well, let me.
Everybody
like
in this room don't curve somebody.
I've curved somebody, but I haven't curved somebody about
curving
some shit
curving.
That there was their dream. Like, I haven't curved. Fuck, I just bit my tongue. I haven't curved somebody to crush them. I've curved people that fucking didn't make sense at the time, if that makes sense.
Okay, rapper sins. Let's keep it basic. Rapper sends song to your phone. You know him. but you don't know him like that. Or your DM, right? Mm-hmm. You see it, you look at it, you don't listen to it. Because you just might not have time to listen to it. Isn't that curving, though? Because you know it's there. How it ain't curving?
That's
you
not see curving.
It, you acknowledge it, you know who this person is, you shook their hand or some shit, gave them a pound. You don't fuck
curving
with them like
that. Curving is if I see it, I don't look at it, I don't listen to it, but I talk back to the nigga and tell him that, okay, your shit is hard, but I can't fuck with it right now.
That's,
or like,
well, no. That's lying.
Wrong.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Okay. Yeah. Curving is fucking... Curving is a nigga sending me his song. Mm-hmm. I'm telling him I'm gonna listen to it. Mm-hmm. And then he calls me forever in a million days and I never answer the phone ever again after that.
So curving is making a promise and not standing on your promise, basically.
Not necessarily.
Not because you don't even have to be in the position to have promised anything to curve somebody disrespectfully.
You could curve somebody with a simple what's up. Like, if I see you out.
Y'all basically same thing. What he's saying is curving too. If a nigga send you a goddamn, your friend send you a baby shower shit and you just look at it and don't go to it, don't respond, I can't come, you just curve that person.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Big facts.
No response, no nothing, right?
No response is a curve.
Right.
You leave a nigga on scene and he's saying, hey, bank, I want to book you for $500 at the chit chat. I know I ain't going to that shit. I'm not going to look at it. I just seen it.
Curve.
Well, fuck you. That's a curve.
That's a curve.
Yeah.
Right. So, but is a curve always disrespectful or is it warranted sometimes?
But I'm saying, at the end of the day, if you look at some shit,
it's all about perception, because to him, it's not going to be a curve because, boy, I'm too big and I know I'm big and like you're tripping. Mm-hmm. But the nigga on the promoter nigga on the other hand is honestly looking at it like he's reaching out to possibly put a play together.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. So you sometimes it's all about perception. Make you curve.
Yeah, it's warranted. It's like a forced curve.
If a nigga
we all going back in circles saying the same
thing. No, it's the same shit.
If a nigga send you a song like he just sat there and said, you've been sending for every day, round woo 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 woo. And you send it to him, you don't give him no response, you don't listen to it, you don't nothing, you just curve that part, man.
Okay.
And he probably gonna look at it like, take it to heart, like she ain't say shit, she ain't do nothing, she ain't even whoop. Mm-hmm. And then she see me again, she trying to what's up again? Mm-hmm. Niggas taking that shit to heart because you gotta think.
So that same person, what I'm getting at, that sent that
see,
song.
See, I'm not finna what's up the nigga.
Hold on.
You not knowing you curved him, how you ain't gonna what's if up? You, we if friends you, already.
But the same person.
Only friends.
No, listen, what he said. The same person that sent that song.
He said a nigga that raps. He didn't say
he said
my
a
friend.
Nigga, a rapper. You one of your rapper. Rap friends. A nigga you fuck with. You know this nigga raps.
Yeah, you know he raps. You might not be like tight with him, but.
So just because I know the nigga raps, he's my friend?
No, you might see him in Crucial. He's like, what's up, Jay? What's up, whoop de whoop? That's
y'all
it.
Y'all cordial.
Y'all cordial.
Y'all cool. You see
what's
that
up, Jay?
What's
up, whoop de whoop? You would take a picture with the nigga. He said, Jay, let's catch this picture.
I take pictures with anybody that asks me.
There you
exactly.
go.
So a nigga you be at Cabo Cole with every day that raps, but he don't be, he's a regular nigga that rap, be around 4L or Slime or whoever, but he's not the main top artist. It's a nigga that you fuck with every day. Hey, Jay. Hey, such and such. Hey, who? He sing you a song. You don't listen to it. You curved him.
Yes. Or he asked
you. Because you see him tomorrow, you still going to be like, what's up, boy? If TJ rap, TJ, we just put TJ as prime. If TJ rap and sent you a song, I'm not listening to no TJ song, but it's still your friend. You still just curve TJ song. How you gonna get that?
Or when people ask to curve.
That don't make
that.
Sense.
Yeah.
They being curved.
Plenty of times when niggas inside the club trying to get in touch with Jay, like Swamp just said, we was up here. I was calling Jay and the thing.
And she curved
Swamp, and Swamp is still your friend.
Right. Curve it ain't always the end of the world. That's
right
all I'm saying.
Though.
That's a fact.
Like, curve ain't always the end
that's
of the world.
That's a big fact.
Yeah.
Swamp, if you inside the club and you really ain't got no juice that night, but everybody think Jay got juice, but these folk really tripping out there.
So
can't
I couldn't have been
you.
Busy?
You if still, you wasn't busy.
Yeah.
Even if you was
if you
busy,
was
they still
busy.
Gonna take it as a
if
curve.
You see the curve. I ain't going out there because I'm really am busy, but I ain't going out. What you just did then?
Curve.
You didn't pick up and say, bro, I'm busy right now, bro. I gotta go. And you ain't do none of that. But fuck you. Basically, I'm handling my business. He finally fight his way, get in. Oh, I ain't no, bro. I ain't. What that was?
Curve. A curve.
And listen, a curve it ain't. People get everybody in this
every day.
Yeah, everybody in this room has sent a curvable message. Sometimes I'm sending that message and I know.
But sometimes
this motherfucker
curver,
probably gonna curve me because
like
this
she
is not
can send me like she can send to the group. Mm-hmm. What y'all think about Bubba Fuck for shit big fat. I'm not even, fuck him. I don't know. You know that mean? No, basically. Or ain't nobody responding back to this. I can send what y'all think about goddamn Jesse Jackson. Y'all gonna be like, but that don't mean we not friends.
Yeah. Kervin shouldn't be the end of the world.
But you know what? And let me just speak from that perspective. Oftentimes, curvers are not malicious. They just don't have the heart to tell the truth.
Okay, so how you and OG Shantae just sit here and said, if a motherfucker curved you then, how you know that, you know what I'm saying? I can't never fuck with you.
Fuck with you again.
It wasn't time for me to do this song with you.
Yeah.
I just don't know. I want to hurt your feelings and be like, what? Hell no.
Right, I'd rather just not say nothing.
I'd rather just not say nothing and still try to be cordial when I see you.
But what we're saying is, you can't come back and be when
now
you're it's when
time,
you fell off
I'm up.
And be like, man. Oh, I've been trying to fuck with you. No, yes. The fuck you haven't.
I feel like
because
you can.
I'm up. Oh, yeah, you can
come
because
back and be like, I've been watching you, bro. I'm waiting on you to get to this point to fuck with you.
Right. Continue to keep watching and suck my dick.
But you might say, but shit, I might come with the bag and ready to pay you. I'm saying business. Not the feeling, the business.
Business.
Jay, you know what? I was seeing what you, if you were going to be this. You this, I got $100,000 for a verse.
I accept your apology because you were wrong. Now give me the money.
That's what I'm saying. Can you do business, right?
Can you do business with them? Yeah.
Not be
that's
friends with a nigga who
after the
you.
Apology.
That's the... The apology is the wire.
Money.
Yeah,
yeah,
the apology is the wire here.
The apology is the money.
I had to send you $100. You ain't send me $100.
Oh, God.
That's the wire. That's the apology. We're not saying you got to be buddy-buddy and have your arm around them and be seen with them and really fuck with them. We just saying, can you handle the business?
If it make business sense, I can do it.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Do you know how many people on, let's just say Drake is number one at the top. Do you know how many people curved him on his way up?
Everybody probably.
And he probably done made money with and or got money from a lot of them people. A lot of them.
But he had an extenuating circumstance, though, for why people carved him.
Why? Because he's from Canada?
He was a red nigga.
Oh, goodness.
Nah, but at the end of the day, it's like, he put himself on the top of the game.
He did.
By taking that in.
And he said in the interview.
He turned that red nigga shit into the certified lover boy.
He said in the interview, basically, even all that shit on the way up, he'll let all that shit go basically to have his heart be pure. But there's one or two people he ain't gonna fuck with it.
But they come with it, though. They probably did something else.
Yeah.
But he knowing, like, but I'm saying, because I done been in a position knowing, like, niggas ain't know I'm finna be this. Mm-hmm. So I don't expect for you to see what I see in me up front. Okay, cool. If I come holler at you, be like, bro, I want to do a song, bro. And he say, which I ain't never did this, but if he be like, or I see he acting like he don't want to do it. That, you got to think about this, screen. That's just like, let's make this a prime example. We reach out to Blase Squaze to come to Big Facts. Mm-hmm. And then y'all be like, he acting like he don't want to do it. That's a curve, right? Mm-hmm. He acting like he don't want to do it. But if he call...
and want to do it.
6 months from now and want to do it, we still going to let him do it because it make business sense, right?
We've had that happen.
That's what I'm saying. So is that the same thing?
It is.
Yeah, as a group.
Like, when we
there's
first,
a lot of people, when we first episode started, 1 through 10, that like, one fucking with us,
yes,
that done sat right there.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So how,
and I don't feel no way about it.
Me neither, period.
This is business.
I didn't feel no way about it when we was trying to get, or when we was reaching out or whatever. Because we really ain't reached out to nobody. I'm just saying, you know, like, you could tell, like, we got this going on. We got Big Facts going on. Niggas doing interviews. You know, so niggas going to feel like, why these niggas ain't been to Big Facts? Mm-hmm. So once this shit facts. Start going up and doing whatever it's doing, now everybody, now you reaching out, it'd be like, oh, now he reaching out. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I can't feel like the nigga supposed to been on goddamn episode one. No. Mm-hmm. Let this shit see what he gonna do and then, okay, yeah, this shit deserve my presence now.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, I think
like we gotta respect it both ways though. That's all I'm saying.
I can agree with that.
But what about, okay, let me just throw something else out there and it's real. So what about, because we're talking about kind of like, what we're saying is kind of like a rapper and a producer. You see what I'm saying? Like a rapper trying to get a beat or vice versa and it don't work out. But what about if, when it's a rapper and not a rapper, what about us and other podcast motherfuckers that was acting funny when we started our podcast, but now be acting cool? Should we?
I ain't know nobody who had no podcast before we had one.
You knew some media personalities.
Oh, you talking about like radio niggas and shit like that?
Media personalities, media. You jumped in media.
I don't even see niggas.
I understand what you said, but you know there were some people acting funny.
Who?
I'm just asking. Maybe not.
We can't really call names, but I'm aware.
Okay,
I
so
ain't see them. I get they faking it with me. shit, I ain't seeing because I feel like we put ourselves in a space where nobody else ain't at.
True indeed.
No matter if we do the same thing or not, we got our own space.
Big facts.
This screen, Bank and Jay shit, we got our own shit.
But it was in the beginning, it was a lot of nut holding.
That's what anything you do. We came outside with a barrel of peaches, say we selling the peaches, and they're going to be like, them motherfuckers going to be riding by the end of the day. It's hot outside. They're going to hate on whatever you do. They come with it. That's inspiration.
Hate should be inspiration.
So can you fuck with a female that you always wanted? But she never fucked with you, and then when you got right, you could fuck with her. You feel like you fucked with her.
See, that's a whole different situation. Then it's definitely fucked.
That's just like saying,
that's
different.
That's not true. Because that's
not business.
Like,
that's not business.
No.
That's personal. That ain't business.
Personal warrants feelings.
Personal.
Yeah.
So fuck you.
Nah, but some people.
You know what I'm saying?
No, that's not the same. You
tripping.
Yeah.
Nah, it's personal.
Some guys
in a relationship, it's not really business, but it becomes business because you start paying the mortgage.
No,
you start paying
the
bills,
there.
You start paying all of this. If you do marry her or whatever, so when you was the peon, she didn't want you.
Okay, I'm
but
talking
now
about.
You come up and she wants you.
You can't have me.
And you gonna allow that?
You can't have
me. He's saying it depends. It depends.
What I'm saying,
you can't have me.
If you just say Vince, you had a crush on a female.
Yeah,
coming up.
Mm-hmm.
You know you want on her level.
You know you want.
And you I gotta go get my shit right when I go get my bag. I'm gonna go under her ass.
I'm too fucked up to even have this bitch. But I'm letting her know I want her.
Yeah.
Y'all not supposed to come up.
So you're gonna get your shit. You're gonna get your shit together for this bitch not for yourself.
But
you know what happens though, real shit. That's what you see with a lot of. That's why I'd be confused. Like that's what you see with a lot of athletes and a lot of rappers, and they go get bitches that will never fuck with them when they want shit.
That's
why people be confused.
The proof point, and then that's why they get fucking.
Fucked
stuck
up.
With child support for $200 million a month.
Or worse.
On crazy shit.
Or worse. That's real.
Real shit.
So for me personally, fuck you. But that's not business yet. It don't start as business.
Keep your heart, three stacks.
But a rap, some music shit is always business.
But could you fuck?
A fuck is a fuck. Like,
that's the same thing as a song. That's what I'm trying to get y'all to see. Like, I couldn't have been whenever, I ain't gonna say be in a relationship, because niggas ain't finna be in a relationship with no hoe. You did all that. Dude. I'm saying I did all this all these years trying, I wanna fuck this hoe, man. I like her.
That makes
so
sense.
So now.
It's a fuck, it's a free kill.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got what you're saying. That
like,
makes, that,
I've been
that
trying to
sense.
Fuck with this hoe
yeah.
for all this yeah. time.
But she didn't fuck with
she
me.
She didn't fuck with me. So now I, she see me popping. But I still want to fuck this hoe, though.
Not they fuck with her, go, but yeah. just fuck her.
Go hit her. So she on your bucket list.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Hitting.
No, I'm just saying, like, could you do that, though? Like, are you going to be like, that sound nah, this bitch want to be on my dick now. I got them straight. No, I wanted to fuck you.
You still going
to
do it.
So, bitch, no matter when you come on in with that pussy.
Oh, God.
That's what it is. I'm just saying.
You're right.
That's a good point.
That is true. How many things?
I don't want to fuck you no more. Like, I still want to see what that shit like.
That's a great point.
Bitch, but just
and
because,
I'm make you chase me a little bit.
Now I'm finna let you know you on my dick, though. I'm finna show you all the shit you could have had if you'd have came on in then.
I probably fuck
bitch, I'm finna walk you
like,
out, let you come on through, let you see the whole lifestyle.
But okay, with no condom gang in here.
I dragged the whole life.
With no condom gang in here, if you got them, make one. Now you stuck with her.
Why you got to go wearing a no condom?
We had the condom conversation in that episode.
Ain't doing that, Trent. I'm saying like if I've been watching this hoe,
and she a
if I'm 17 years old, this bitch 20. I've been watching her all my life. Damn, I want to hit the hoe.
Mm-hmm.
She never did fuck with me. She was fucking with such and such. Ooh. Every time I'm shooting my shot at her. When now I'm 25. She got them 28. I see the bitch. I'm on top of my game. Hey, and she's smiling jolly because she know what it is.
You gonna take
I'm
it out?
I'm still gonna take her down.
Go take it out.
That the same great. Way. Okay, if I'm 20 years old and a rapper, 25 year old rapper, my idol, I've been trying to fuck with this nigga the whole time. Then I come up, I get halfway on his level, and he see that my shit going up. I still want a verse from this nigga.
You still want a verse with him even after you surpassed him?
If I surpassed him,
like all the way surpassed
him, it's for
him.
The nostalgia.
And if I was a fan.
The nostalgia.
Of the nigga?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'ma still do it.
Okay. That makes sense. That's almost, but the thing that you left
that's like
out.
Saying you meet Tupac and be like, bro, I'm the biggest fan. Woo, 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 woo. Bro, I want to fuck with you, bro. I want to get on song with you. He be like, hell nah, you ain't ready.
Mm.
10 years later, I see Tupac. I still feel like I want this nigga on the song.
Long
he's sweeping the leaves at the liquor
if he's sweeping the leaves at Tupac, I'm already been. I said fuck you. But if you still my boy Tupac, right, who right. I was like,
yo, that Towers on Moreland taking out the trash and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I get it.
But you don't feel out.
But the same thing can happen to that female too. She could fall off, and then you won't want her.
Yeah, but I'm saying she's still this same bitch who
she's
I've been.
Still the same
hit.
One, but she done fell off.
Nah, she don't fell off. You know, you're going to be turned off.
Right.
But she's still the same woman. Like, this shit still look like what I want been wanting. I'm going to still want it.
I mean, he being real.
Yeah. He being I don't real. Know how to make sense. Nah,
that makes sense.
I ain't saying I can goddamn be loyal to you or have you in my corner like a backbone because I already knew that this shit about the bag, oh, you ain't want me when I was a dirtball.
Mm-hmm.
So, shit, when I was dirtbag, but I ain't finna stop myself from getting what I want, bitch, because how you felt.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, take this dick with regret.
Like, you could have had all of me, but now you just get
yeah, like, what, like, I don't know. That shit probably don't make no sense, but it
makes
sense. No,
it make all the sense in the world. Like, it make all the sense
I ain't finna
the
stop doing that. Basically, I made that point to say, if it make business sense with the nigga who curved me in the beginning, and we still like shit, like Gucci and Jeezy.
Mm-hmm.
That shit made sense for them nigga to do that goddamn verses or whatever.
Yeah, and a tour now.
Like, if you think back on all I was saying, what we were saying in the beginning, but it makes sense now. Like, y'all need grown and fuck, man. Nigga older here. Y'all ain't been doing nothing to each other. Mm-hmm. Might as well get some money together. Mm-hmm. And niggas still ain't friends.
Right, they handling business.
You know what I'm saying? But why let the business stop?
Yeah. That's the proper way. I agree. But it take, if final words, if you come up to that level and you up there, per se, it does take a lot of humility to reach down and pull your brother or sister up. That's all I'm saying. That should take a lot of humility.
After you've had a previous encounter where they basically hold you.
After they didn't put out no olive branch, they was going to let you drown.
But good with all this type of nigga, I move out this type of shit, bro. We got to let the world know that you curved me. and I still saved your life.
I respect that.
Like, respect bro, you remember you did some bitch shit, but I did some real shit when it was my turn. Like, cause I still fuck with you if I fuck with you. If I don't fuck with you, if it was a what you call it, a falling out, then that's different.
Yeah, it's different.
But if it's a shit I gotta respect it. Cause there's plenty of niggas in my DM on the other side, 30,000 niggas saying, fuck with me, OG probably feel like I'm curving them. Mm-hmm. But I ain't got time to fuck with that. It ain't on my radar yet. Just because you put it on now. But if I fuck around and see, like it been niggas that be on traps and what them little sites.
Traps
here.
And trunks, dirty glove.
Dirty glove and shit. I be like, damn, this nigga hard. And I click and go to message them nigga already in my DM. I throw the shit on my page. I ain't even see you already trying to get me to fuck with you. But it just hit my radar and I seen it on some credible shit that make me fuck with it. You get what I'm saying? Like, you can't take that shit personal to me personally. Like, now, if I know you, we friend, DJ Screen. Me and you every day, DJ Screen, back in the mid-tape day. You tell me, like, hey, let's get it in, that studio talk. Then you got me coming to the studio. You don't do it, man. This is fuck you.
Right, it's some bullshit.
Yeah, for sure.
Because you were acting like we were finna do it. But if I see you and be like, let's get in, bro, you be like, you tell me straight up, like, nah, bro.
So you saying, not yet. Basically, you saying there's a productive curve and a malicious curve.
We've been saying that from the beginning.
Okay, productive and malicious curve. Fuck. Whatever, man. Fuck y'all.
He got it. He figured it out. That's what I said from the beginning. It's like, it's all on how you feeling and who it was and how you take it and, you know. Like real shit. Like you can't, cause it done been plenty of time motherfucker feel like, nigga just don't fuck with me. You know what I'm saying? Now, nigga, I just don't fuck with that.
Yeah. Them people be having,
I have nothing to do with you.
Them people have a lot going on. That's what I've come to find out talking to some of them. They be having a lot going on. They don't just be,
it don't be you.
Bank didn't do my verse. I'm having problems with my baby mama. I ain't got no money. I ain't got no this.
All the shit compounded.
Ain't nobody fucking
with me. Anybody that you've ever been special. All right, now we take this shit a whole. How many minutes this is? How long are we going?
We going to ride out. This is our shit.
We take this shit to like family members and friends and shit. Like, your family member or friend can call and ask you for something, right? Mm-hmm. And if you curve them, because that's what I'm king curve, like, I'm not even responding to it. You know what I mean? No.
Right.
Okay. And I might post me and Shantae going to goddamn Lost Saga Gala.
Right. The Met Gala.
They feel like that's an attack on them.
Yeah, like a jab. Yeah.
Okay, so here's the remix, though. Now, that family member sent you that message. I really need this $5,000. Get with me. They sent it for about 5-6 times. I need $5,000. Get with me, right? What you do if they hit that motherfucking Powerball? Or they hit that Mega.
Yeah, that's
and they don't
want to
fuck with. And they don't want
to
fuck with you.
I don't need no
I'm just saying.
I don't need no fucking with.
I got you.
I don't give a fuck about no Powerball.
I got you.
Fuck you. Congratulations. About time, God.
About time you got your own
about
money.
About time, God.
You can leave me alone.
Thank you, God. You did them some justice.
Now they can leave me the fuck alone.
You're the greatest, God. That's what I'm going to be on. Like, nah, people motherfucker take, if you, like, he just said he ain't have it. I didn't have that to get you.
Yeah.
Right. The fuck?
Like, I don't understand that. Like,
man, people are crazy, man. Like,
yeah.
You saying, because I don't fix your problem, I got to stop living my life to show you that goddamn.
I'm having problems too.
Yeah.
That is people's expectations. It is wrong as fuck, but that's people's expectations.
They're
people's expectations. I think that people take that, am I my brother's keeper shit a little too far.
But you got to turn around and
I'm an only child, so I don't even. Like, I can't even relate to that shit.
Like, you got to do full circle and ask yourself, what have I ever done for this person? Ever.
You should. You should.
Like, let's put all this shit on the scale. Like, let's weigh this shit up. You feel what I'm saying?
I agree.
Like, you can do so much for motherfucker, man, to you. Like we sound like we're talking in circles, so I'm gonna let y'all have. We're going to the next one.
Well, that's another Big Facts Fridays. Big shouts out, Big Bang, Baby J, Scream, of course, is here. OG Shante, Shy Jones, and salute. Check us out online, www.bigfactspod.com. Cash easy.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah. With the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't give Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.